rocking at the Reno Club, her bass, she kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of by Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou, and McShann. Parker, President, Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week, we take you back to 2011 to celebrate the birthday of composer Harold Arlen with our special guest, Irvin Brown, on sax. The gang plays Who's Got the Blues, and there's a visit from Sonny Zoot Reedman, the noted sax therapist. It all happens this hour on 12th Street Jump.
And now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Well, hello, everybody. How are we doing tonight?
Oh, sounds great. Sounds good. Pete, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I am delightful. I have a full belly, and, you know, I won't tell you what I ate, but let's just say tonight I had four times a steak. Four times a steak of my average meals.
Okay, which, yes. You know, I don't know how four times zero works into an average.
It matters not. It matters not. We're here to celebrate tonight, Pearl, and we're celebrating the music of Harold Arlen. You know, Pearl, without Harold Arlen's wonderful music, The Wizard of Oz would have been just another movie about a woman with a shoe obsession.
And it would also be about three guys with commitment issues who won't ask for directions.
Yeah.
I wonder what you would call a movie like that.
Sex in the Emerald City?
A Broom with a View?
When Scary Met Dorothy.
I got it. Gone with the Witch.
That's good. Well, let's get things started with a tune that's worth clicking your heels three times for. Mary Lou Williams performed this Harold Arlen classic at Kansas City's very first Women's Jazz Festival, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Thank you.
Joe, Mike, and Tyrone.
This week, 12th Street Jump celebrates the birthday of the great American composer Harold Arlen. Born Hyman Arluck, the son of a celebrated Jewish cantor, Arlen began studying piano at the age of 9 in his native Buffalo, New York. He started playing the piano in bands around town, at movie houses, and for vaudeville troupes visiting Buffalo.
At the age of 20, Arlen landed in New York City, where he started working with Ted Kaler, his writing partner on such hits as Let's Fall in Love and Stormy Weather. He wrote songs for the Cotton Club in Broadway and had his first hit, Get Happy, using the name Harold Arlen.
In the 30s, Arlen married a Busby Berkeley chorus girl and moved to California to write for the movies. That's where he met lyricist Yip Harbor, with whom he wrote The Wizard of Oz. Arlen collaborated with Johnny Mercer on the classics Blues in the Night, That Old Black Magic, and Come Rain or Come Shine. In his long career, Arlen composed over 500 songs, many of them a part of the Great American Songbook.
We're going to spend the next hour playing some of the tunes that Harold Arlen made famous. To get that done, we're going to need some great musicians. That would be Joe Cartwright, our band, along with tonight's special guest, Irvin Brown. Good evening, Irvin.
Good evening. How are you this evening?
Doing fine. It's good to have you back here on the show.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Okay. Now, I always like to get, where exactly are you from? Born and raised?
Actually born in Carthage, Missouri, but I spent most of my life here in Kansas City, was raised here, and...
Good to have you. Now, I have to let our listeners know that you started here in Kansas City, but you've done a bit of traveling, haven't you, sir?
Yes, I sure have.
And I'd like to start off, who was one of the first big names you started performing with?
Lou Rawls was the first.
With Lou Rawls. You'll never find. And after you found him, you also found someone else, the other band you played with?
Yeah, with a little deeper voice, Barry White.
Which amazes me that you went from Lou Rawls and found an even deeper voice.
Yes, I did.
So, having traveled around, it's great to have you back here on the show. We're going to get you started playing some music, please, sir.
Thank you.
Joe, what do we have for Irvin and the band?
This is one of Harold Arlen's more obscure tunes, I guess I'd say. And this one was recorded by John Coltrane. And lyrics by Johnny Mercer, Out of This World. Thank you.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in the alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who got bent? Who hocked his saxophone so he could pay the rent? Who spent it all on fast women and booze? Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues?
Who's got the blues? Well, everybody's got the blues. Whether you're rich, poor, or undecided, the blues is used.
That's right. I would like to know who we have here today to share her blues with us.
What is your name, young lady? Just say it right into the microphone.
My name is Debbie.
Debbie, are you from Kansas City, Debbie?
No, I am not. I'm from St. Louis.
Debbie from St. Louis. What do you do all day?
I work really hard.
Did you see that face she just made when she said that? Y'all listeners at home, It was something special, so we won't even ask any more questions about all that. Do you have any pet peeves you can share with us?
Pet peeves.
What's your biggest pet peeve?
Oh, when my husband doesn't pick up after himself.
Ah.
Wow.
All right.
Now well, if you could see her husband's expression.
Yeah, really. So Debbie, with the complicated work, you know, that she's got the husband that doesn't pick up after himself. We're gonna get into some more information here for you, Debbie.
Okay, now, Debbie, I have one question. What brings you to Kansas City?
Well, I'm here to see the show.
The show? All right. So, folks in St. Louis, come on down. Just a straight shot. And we got your pet peeve, but what I want to know is what gives you the blues, Debbie?
I don't know. This music tonight is really good.
It's really good, so filling up about everything.
Yep.
Then let's keep that mood going, but we'll get on your husband and we're going to sing the blues.
Debbie's blues.
Pet peeve. Here we go. Debbie! Oh, she's upset with a man. Debbie gets upset with a man. Just bend down, pick it up. You can use both hands. You know, Debbie, while she works so hard. Now, Debbie, she works so hard. Well, her husband better get with it. Get her a Valentine's card.
When Debbie thinks about work, she gets a thing on her face. When Debbie thinks about her work, she makes that face. Maybe it's because when she's at work, she has to write checks to the whole dang human race.
She makes funny faces when asked about work, because it's complicated. When asked about work, her faces get complicated. She asked about my face. I told her it's because I'm constipated.
Jimmy lives out of town. St. Louis is her home. Yeah, she lives out of this town. But she came to KC. So, Debbie, go ahead, get on down.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped to something in the alligator shoes? Who got it bad? Who got bent? Who hopped the saxophone so she became a rent?
All right, everyone, give it up for Debbie from St. Louis and her blues.
Who's got the blues? Who stepped to something in alligator shoes? Who got it bad? Who got bent? Who hocked the saxophone? She could pay the rent. Let's give another round for Debbie. Oh, it's so good.
Happy Valentine's Day,
Love
Debbie.
That piece.
Thank you, Debbie.
Y'all stay close. There's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
Back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Besides Harold Arlen, we celebrate the birthday this week of tenor saxophonist Harold Land. Born in Houston and raised in San Diego, Land started playing tenor when he was 16. He developed his hard bop style working with the Clifford Brown Max Roach Quintet. Land recorded with a couple of Kansas City jazz names, bassist Curtis Counts, trumpet great Carmel Jones. He then toured and played club gigs with Bobby Hutcherson, Cedar Walton, Billy Higgins, and Blue and Red Mitchell.
In honor of his birthday, here's a tune from the Harold Land songbook. Irvin Brown, Joe, Mike, and Tyrone are going to play Land's own composition, Rapture.
Thank you.
Public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Hosni Mubarak had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Christina Aguilera, her Super Bowl gig wasn't grand. She sang the national anthem. It didn't go quite like she planned. She forgot what Sarah Palin told her. Just write the lyrics on your hand.
Here's an indication that your congressman is worthless. If you ever wondered if your congressman was worthless, find out if he emails pictures to Craigslist of him posing shirtless.
If you're looking for a memoir, you can't go wrong with Rummies. It's right there next to W's, the president for dummies.
Give your Valentine some candy, not a tool that loosens screws.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Land recorded this with Kurt Vile tune on his 1958 album, Harold in the Land of Jazz. Here's Irvin and the band with Speak Low. We'll be right back.
like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper, kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, then check out this week's new CD releases and support those artists. Hey, David, what's going on in the world of jazz?
You know, I got a LinkedIn this week. You ever done the LinkedIn?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Like 12th Street Pete, the Twitter thing you do?
Oh, yes.
LinkedIn?
I am familiar.
I got a LinkedIn from a guy named Milcho Leviev. He's a Bulgarian pianist. He in high school, he wrote for symphony orchestras in Bulgaria. But he didn't like the communist ruler there. So he got in this band called the Don Ellis Orchestra, and he split Bulgaria, and he never went back. Moved to Hollywood for like 25 years. Started a band called Free Flight. He was in the movie Straight Life with Art Pepper, the great saxophonist. He's in Thessalonica, Greece. And he's listening to us tonight in Greece. It's like... I think it's when... Say hello to Milcho Leviev.
Hello!
I think it's Wednesday at 4:30 down there. Something like that. Anyway, but you know what? That's great, isn't it? That's great. Next week we're going to have a Nancy Wilson show with Millie Edwards. And there's a guy named Mark Elliman who had a birthday yesterday. This guy right here, our executive producer. Look at that tuxedo.
Yes, the great guitarist. Besides Harold Arlen and Harold Land, we celebrate the birthdays this week of Land's fellow tenormen, Wardell Gray, Maceo Parker, and David Murray. It's the birthday anniversary of trumpet legend William Minone and bebop clarinetist Buddy DeFranco. How about composer Stan Kenton, born this week back in 1911? And we celebrate the birthday of hard bop bassist Herbie Lewis. Happy birthday wishes go out to alto sax great Jeff Clayton as well. It all happens this week in jazz.
You live like jazz. You've got, whoa, so much class.
Y'all stay close. We'll be right back with 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. So, Pete.
Yes.
Now that the Super Bowl is over, what do you think Harold Arlen would have thought of the Packers?
Shout hallelujah. Come on, get happy.
Okay. How about that interception that killed the Steelers' last drive?
The man that got away.
It was the throw that got away. How about having the Black Eyed Peas do the halftime show?
Oh, I got a right to sing the blues.
Well, that may be true. However, on a happier musical note, here's David Bassi to sing the Harold Arlen hit, Let's Fall in Love.
I've got a feeling, it's a feeling I'm concealing, and I don't know why. It's just a mental, sentimental alibi, but I adore you, so strong for you. Why go stalling? I am falling, love is calling. Why be shy? Let's fall in love? Why shouldn't we fall in love? Our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes. We'll make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it. We might be made for each other to be or not be. Let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love. To be or not be, let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love. Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love.
David Massey. Y'all recognize that sound? I bet you've heard it 100 times. In the movies, or on TV. Whenever things get a little, shall we say, steamy, that's when the saxophone comes in. Now, making that music is a sexy, provocative job, but hey, somebody's got to do it. And that's where I come in. Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist. It was a snowy Saturday afternoon. I was behind on the rent, so the landlord turned off the gas. I was colder than a luau at Lambeau Field. And that's when they walked in. She was smooth as hot chocolate. He was built like a marshmallow. They made a perfect couple. The lady did the talking.
Hi, I'm Penny. This is my husband, Peter. We're the Putters from Pittsburgh.
Penny and Peter Putter from Pittsburgh, huh? That's the Pits. Well, what brings you this snow bowl on Saturday?
Punts.
Is Peter a punter?
Worse, a Steelers fan. Ever since they've lost a Super Bowl, he'd rather punt than play pass the pickle.
Oh, I understand. I understand. After all, sex and football are both a game of inches.
Precisely.
Peter used to play the full 60 minutes. Now I can't even call holding on him.
Penalty!
Well, let me get this straight. Penny and Peter Putter from Pittsburgh played past the pigskin till the Steelers pissed it away. Did I put it properly, Penny?
Right between the uprights. Can you perk up Peter to pass the pigskin?
Of course I can, ma'am. I'm Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist. Imagine it's the coin toss, Peter. And Penny's the pretty punum on a shiny new quarter. Why don't you flip her over and check out that tail? You won the toss, and she's ready to receive.
I'm going down, Penny. I'm going downfield for you.
Show me what you got on that special teams, baby.
Oh, yeah. I'm going right up the middle. I see daylight.
I'm wide open, honey. I'm wide open for you.
Put both hands on the ball, babe. Don't want to fumble.
Give it to that tight end, honey. Give it to that big tight end.
I'm going in for the score. I'm going in for the score. Here comes the six. Baby.
Oh, Peter.
Baby.
Peter, put your backfield in motion. Put it in the end zone. Yeah, yeah, Peter. Run, rush, you scoop him.
Whoa, Peter. Whoa, Penny, hit the bench. And don't go for two. So Peter passed on punting and pinned Penny to the playing field. By the time I got through with them, he was on her like stripes on a ref. Every night, they went into overtime. All in a day's work for Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist.
You know, Pete, The Wizard of Oz is really a very dark story that Harold Arlen lightened up with his music.
I know. You know, we could use some lightening up these days, too.
Yeah, I can think of a few newsmakers who could use a trip to see the wizard.
Oh, yeah, like Charlie Sheen.
He does dig chicks in red pumps.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that Hosni Mubarak.
Yeah, you know, Egypt looks like a tornado hit it. Well, what about Speaker of the House John Boehner?
Charlie, Hosni, John, oh my.
Hey, you're starting to sound a lot like Dorothy.
Gee, Mr. Sheen, what would you ask the wizard for?
My life's a pressure cooker, 'cause I can't pass up a hooker or mountains of cocaine.
I could. Learn. Mm-hmm.